Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Savers Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Across the top, shot for the second.
They do have a 2-0 lead, but we are starting the show today with, what is the definition of a joke? Is it
depends,
Ryan
depends
Lom-
how you spell it. Is,
in these situations, it can always be all capped and J-O-A-K.
Yes.
So let me proceed. Is it Ryan Lomberg's ill-advised penalty, 6:49 into game two? Is it the fact that no one bothered to offer sheet then 23-year-old 6'6" Nick Hegg while he sat there until October 10th before re-signing with Vegas for a paltry $2.3 million per over 3 years? Or is a joke, in fact, the PGA Tour and to a lesser extent, the LIV Tour, who now can be referred to as one? We could also go into concert ticket pricing and resale pricing, but that might save or take up far too much time on this hockey-filled day. Marty Buran, how are you?
It's very easy to answer. There's only one definition of a joke.
Oh, no. What is it?
J-O-A-K. It is Ryan Lomberg, because that was, that was just, you know, you're starting game two. And you cannot afford to act like you did in game one. And Lomberg goes cross-checking right in the face of Jonathan Marchessault.
Are you acting, if you are in fact being true to your own character?
Well, you're not acting, but you got to dole down.
See, you had to think about that. Like,
you got to dial down the
maybe,
character. You gotta,
maybe Ryan Lomberg is what he is.
They tell you, like, to always play out of character in big games. Uh-huh. So don't play like you think you need to and act like a shift disturber. But, you know, dial it down a little bit. So that's the joke. What was the second one you said?
How did Nick Hegg sit there until October 10th and no one bats an eye? And by the way,
Nick Hegg leads
all Vegas defensemen in time on ice, 5-on-5 in these playoffs, just quietly goes about his business. He's probably the best bargain on the blue line in the NHL right now. So,
well, he is definitely a great bargain, but Owen Power and an entry-level deal is also pretty good.
Entry-level deals don't count. You know that.
I know that. But also, you don't know that 31 other teams didn't call Vegas and didn't.
I never asked about calling. I said they didn't offer sheet him.
Yeah, but for a team to offer sheet Nick Hegg has to agree to sign the offer sheet. You can't just all of a sudden, I declare an offer sheet for Nick Hegg. Like, I declare bankruptcy, like Michael Scott in The Office, right? No, you can't just declare an offer sheet. You have to agree to it. And I'm pretty sure that if you're Nick Hegg, like you want to stay in Vegas. You want to play for the Vegas Golden Knights. And unless somebody comes in with an offer you can't refuse, you're going to try to make it work with the Knights.
Well, it seems to be working well because they're, as I have professed many times, their league best defense corps, my opinion, seemingly a few more people's opinion now, operates at under $29 million for its entirety, which is also, well, it's a joke for everybody else that isn't as good at constructing a group of six for that price. But the last one, which I know was near and dear to your heart, which requires one line at the very least, or one word, since it's a one word Tuesday.
Golf. With the PGA and the LIV?
I have way more time now. I was just starting to get back into watching golf, and it will never appear on my screen for the rest of this summer.
So. You know what? I'll say this. It's golf. It's the PGA. It's business. It's, trying to move forward and have the best athletes compete all together.
This is different. This was clearly a scam. There's zero integrity among anybody involved in the game, players and executives, in my opinion. It's a joke to the nth degree. Bye-bye, golf.
Well, you can feel any way you want to feel, Duffer, and you have that right.
At least the WHA tried to throw millions at players year after year after year after year after year before finally realizing they couldn't do it. Then they merged with an entity that they presumably didn't hate. It wasn't as political as all this. Right. Anyway, let's focus on game two.
Well, maybe I'll say this. I'll say this, and maybe that's just the way that I see it, is that LIV Golf may have been slowly but surely kind of on the way out, that they felt.
When did they ever start?
Well, absolutely. Maybe that's the way it is. They felt like they were going to be able to reach a certain level, and maybe they were going to hit it big. I don't think they ever got there. And all of a sudden they're like, well, we have to do the best thing is to just merge with the PGA in some way and salvage something. So that's probably what it came down to.
Your concern is the Panthers. Will the Panthers be merging with LIV Golf and the PGA in quicker fashion here based on what we saw in the first two games?
Can bring the energy Thursday night to the floor FLA Live arena down in Sunrise. I think it may spur a little something to Florida. But here's the thing. We had to know, and we've been talking about it from a long time now, that if Sergei Bobrovsky had been the goaltender that he was, especially in round two and three, for the last multiple years, he would have had more than two Vezina trophies, and he would have had more success in the playoffs. Now, look, am I blaming Sergei Bobrovsky for what's going on to the Florida Panthers? Absolutely not. They are playing about as lousy as I've seen them play in the last 2.5 months. They are undisciplined. They turn the puck over. They are all over in their defensive zone. They screen their own goalie. They don't get to puck retrieval. They don't kill penalties. They're unraveling before our eyes. But they've only lost two games in Vegas. They're going back home for game three. Like it's not all of a sudden panic button, right? The only problem that I have with this whole story is that Florida is going to say to themselves, guys, we're back home for game three. We have our fans. We have to continue being physical and continue bringing the energy, and they're going to continue doing the same thing that they did in the first two games. And Vegas is going to just keep taking it and keep taking it. And they kick them when they have the need to, is when they put pucks in the net, and that's what they're going to do.
There are so many directions to go based on our group text thread last night. And I don't know.
We should make sure there's a disclaimer before anything that will be put on this train, on this text chain, will be used on the air tomorrow or whatnot, because it was gold.
It will always be presented as anonymous.
Anonymous.
But I don't know. I mean, Marty, we quite literally live this every day. We open up the microphone at noon and we go unscripted for 54 minutes.
Yes.
So I get it. Sometimes your thought leads you down a path that you maybe can't believe after. It's like, why did I even go there? But like, I heard something last night on, I'm assuming it was post game, that maybe the attention should be squarely on the Panthers coaches for not practicing properly in the week leading up to the Stanley Cup final.
What are they supposed to do? Like do one-on-one battles exactly, in the corner?
I'm like, oh my gosh. These are some very esteemed,
watching practice
like,
these are esteemed, the whole 9 days?
Aside from Biz, these are esteemed hockey people, right? Yeah. Like on the panel. Like, anyway.
I'll go back to what Dan Bylsma told me 1 year. We're talking about systems, about goalies, about days off and rest. And he goes, here's the biggest challenge as a coach. It doesn't matter what you do. If it works, you're a genius. And if it doesn't work, you're an idiot and you get fired. So Paul Maurice, who was a genius for three rounds for the end of the season for the Lion King and switching to Bobrovsky and all of that. And he's fun in his press conference. Everybody laughs and he tells everybody to chill after game one. Like, hey, take a breather. Let's chill. Like it. We've lost game one against Boston. We came back. We've won every game two on the road this playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, and now all of a sudden he's not good anymore because of the 9 days off. Look, Vegas, you know what Vegas did in their last 12 games, Duffer? In their last 12 games, five times they've got the other goalie pulled. Five times. Twice Skinner, twice Ottinger, and now one Bobrovsky.
I got a hashtag for you. Vote John Conn.
Okay.
Jonathan Marchessault is the biggest reason for that last 12 games with 12 goals and every single statistical measure that you could possibly want in a still underappreciated player at this stage of his career. I don't even care what the final point total ends up. I'm just saying that no one ever goes into a season saying, can't wait to see Jonathan Marchessault this year. That's my point. You know what I mean? He's not in the realm of star players, but he's absolutely the type of player you need. Marchessault, I don't care what the final point totals end up. Hintz is still leading. Tkachuk and Eichel are marginally ahead. If Marchessault never gets another point the rest of the way, like
he's MVP,
he's the Conn Smythe for me. Yes. It's not even close. It's everything. I mean, he's so involved. There are silly things that you may not believe in statistically. You can pick your analytical level or old school level or a physicality level. The hits that he delivers, the hits that he takes, the shots that he takes, which is more than anybody in the playoffs so far. So guess what? When you shoot more, you have a greater likelihood of scoring. This guy is so representative of Vegas since day one, and I'm thrilled that he is playing at the level that he is playing, because between him and Smith and Kolesar and Carrier and McNabb and Haig and all these other guys, I have always loved how Vegas is constructed. None of it matters to me. And this is me saying, I'm not telling you not to feel whatever you feel about Jack Eichel. You're 1,000,000% entitled to do that. All I'm telling you is I've loved how Vegas has been constructed forever. And I love it when guys like Marchessault, but specifically in this case, Marchessault, take center stage.
Well, according to multiple books right now, but I'm looking at the DraftKings books, is Marchessault is -105 for the Conn Smythe right now, which is the leader in the clubhouse. The next closest is Jack Eichel at +425 and Adin Hill at +500. The top two heading into the Stanley Cup Finals this year were Sergei Bobrovsky and Matthew Tkachuk. They are now fourth and fifth, obviously, because Florida could always come back. So Marchessault has propelled himself at the top of the leaderboard with the first two games. He wasn't that far off when the finals started. But also, because our good buddy Danny Briere is in town with the Flyers because of the combine being in the at the arena. And so I saw this tweet here yesterday that Quebec-born players with 12 or more goals in a playoff year, okay? Quebec-born player with 12 or more goals in a playoff year. Listen to these names. Maurice Richard in 1944. Jean Béliveau in 56. Yvon Cournoyer in 73. Guy Lafleur, Mike Bossy, Luc Robitaille, Mario Lemieux, three times, Claude Lemieux twice, Danny Briere, and now Jonathan Marchessault. So, and I will share. I said, that's a nice little list to be on, eh, Danny? He says, wow, they probably just, you know, put my name out there because they had to, but probably wanted to forget about it. But no, I said he was ahead of Claude Lemieux anyway in my book, but there's a lot of there's a lot of names on there. And Marchessault joining the likes of Danny, who was a playoff performer. And we know that from his days here in Buffalo and then Philadelphia.
Sadly, we know them even more so from his days in Philadelphia. Absolutely. That's where the legend grew. And
Mr. Playoff started there, yes. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. Béliveau, Lafleur, Bossy, Richard. Amazing. I mean, amazing. Luc Robitaille, Mario Lemieux. Like, those are great names. And Marchessault has joined that list.
And he's in his second cup final with Vegas after the team that let him go was reminded of such a fact last night.
Which I love,
yes,
because there's always something to play for when you play against a team like that. But
no, Marchessault social media when you reacted to the Vegas tweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that was great. Vegas tweeted from the Florida Panthers, the Vegas Golden Knights select Jonathan Marchessault. So kind of a reenacting of the expansion draft, which was great. Although, like I was asked yesterday, what makes Marchessault such a great shooter and such? And I said, he uses an extra long stick, okay, which is weird because he's not that big. He's not that tall. But he started using a long stick when he played with Matt Zuccarello in Hartford in the AHL. And he saw Zucks' stick, and they're about the same height. Like, Marchessault's a little taller than Zucks, but they're about the same height. And Marchessault's sticks were like 4 or 5 inches shorter than Zuccarello. And he goes, what the heck? And Zucks is like, yeah, I when I played on big ice in Europe, I wanted a longer stick to be able to get to pucks faster. And I got used to it. And Marchessault started using a longer stick. And now you see, like, he can shoot the puck from way out far or in tight. Goalies have a hard time reacting to it. The first goal last night is a perfect example of that. So Marchessault is a right-handed shot, comes down the right wing on the power play, the right flank, and he's got a defronting him. Marchessault is putting the puck way out far, like farther than a normal stick would. And Stone is in front as the screen. Bobrovsky thinks that he's centered on the body of Marchessault, but really he should be centered on the puck. And the puck is seeing the whole short side. Like, the puck is seeing 2.5, 3 feet of space on the short side. Marchessault knows that with the long stick. It's a good shot, but it's because of the longer stick that he's able to use. Not everybody can use a long stick, but he's able to use because he's worked on it. It's a big difference in his game. Huge difference in his game.
Lawrence Pilot is going back to European ice. More on that in our second half hour here on Sabres Live. A former Pilot teammate, Jack Eichel, we presume will be continuing in this series. Do you suspect any lingering effects from the massive collision with Matthew Tkachuk in period two?
I think Jack is going to wake up a little bit sore today. I won't lie to you. He looked in good spirits after the game doing interviews, but I think he'll wake up a little sore, not just because the guy's had a artificial disc replacement surgery a year and a half ago, but because that's a big body hit, right, that he took. Luckily, they don't play until Thursday, so he's got an extra day of rest in between. But this, to me, was very scary. When Jack Eichel got hit, at first I thought, wow, big hit. And then you rewatch it, and then you see Jack's reaction after the hit, where he gets up and he skates as fast as he can to the bench. And his facial expression is one of, like, scared. Like, it's just, like, fear in his face. Now, at first, I thought maybe he felt like something in his neck and his body. He's grabbing his arm in a weird way. His face is all red. Now, I listened to Mike Johnson, who's on NHL Network. He's also a TSN coworker, and he was on NHL Network radio this morning saying that when he walked out of the building, he was walking out with Jack Eichel last night, and he had a conversation with him. And he said, how are you feeling? And he said, everything's good. And he kind of said, look, I know that my neck can take those hits now, right? Because that was a big hit. But Johnny asked him, well, what about the facial expression after, right? You were like, you look scared. He goes, I lost my wind. And when you lose your wind, you try to inhale and you can't. And you're like, panic sets in because you think you're choking. And I've been there. It's not fun, I'll tell you this. And anybody that played hockey that as a 5 or 6 year old went into on the driveway with sticking, stick.
No, on the driveway when the stick gets caught in the grass.
On the grass, or like you go into the boards and the stick gets you in the stomach, you lose your wind. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so yeah. That's why Jack's reaction was that. But I think he'll be sore. If not the neck, the rest of the body's going to be sore today.
Two full days off. They don't resume until Thursday, right? And is that right? What day is today?
Yeah, Thursday. Tuesday. So they don't play. It's actually Thursday, and then they don't play again. They play Saturday, and then they have 2 days off in between every game, 5, 6, and 7. It's kind of a delayed. I don't like the
I really hope it's done after Saturday.
Well, you know, my prediction was Vegas in 5, right? Like I had.
When did you deliver that? And whose show was I on, and why wasn't I with you?
Well, maybe that was with Jordan on Friday or Thursday last week or whatever.
Maybe it was on your 9 other platforms on a weekly basis.
Maybe I just put it on an email and send it out to people, but I have Vegas in 5.
But I ended in my junk file. Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I'm glad you added the word file after you said the beginning of the phrase.
Okay, time for some math. Are you up for an equation?
Absolutely.
11 times 10 equals what?
110.
You're overthinking this. 11 times 10 equals an 0-2 deficit for the Panthers.
Oh, yes.
Stop taking 10-minute misconducts. Oh, my gosh. This is absurd, and it's deserved. It's absurd and deserved. How ridiculous does that sound? But the stupidity, like the early penalty by Lomberg, it has to stop. And yes, I'm guilty of overusing tongue-in-cheek fake toughness, which we've discussed many times for many teams, including the Panthers in Game 4 against Boston, which we talked about yesterday. But the ridiculousness and the video never tells the story. Everyone, and we had a good discussion in the office, Jordan and I, this morning about, like, you know, when Tkachuk and Barbashev got 10 each with the 2-minute minors after the Eichel hit, quite frankly, I don't, and Jordan brought this up, as a fan, I don't think the 10-minute component gets explained well enough. All casual fans see is that one of the best players in the game just got, and interestingly, also one of the best Vegas Golden Knights in Barbashev. Both of them were now gone for 12 minutes, but there was never a true breakdown. There's never an explanation by the officials for a 10-minute misconduct. It's just a wide brush thing. And yet I would almost guarantee everything on this one. If you were privy to on-ice audio, you would know why repeatedly the officials have decided to start handing out 10s in these games, especially when Matthew Tkachuk is involved. It is nonstop, it's belligerent, and it's tiresome. And guess what? It makes Tkachuk a great player.
Yes.
But at some point, the stupidity and the, without the explanation that we're here kind of craving for the 10s, I was sitting there watching that scrum post Eichel being injured, and I'm like, Tkachuk needs to calm down here. He is making life miserable for the linesmen, and it's completely unnecessary. And so I wasn't surprised when they tossed him with Barbashev, because they were like, this could have been diffused, but you guys need to figure out how to calm down.
I wasn't surprised that he got a 10-minute misconduct there. I was very surprised that Florida did not get a power play out of that, because really, like, Tkachuk hits Eichel. It's over. Vegas comes after Tkachuk, and their whole scrum.
They just kind of scrummed. Like, I didn't think.
But why did they scrum? Because Vegas felt that Tkachuk hit Eichel in a bad way. It was a clean hit.
So right.
For me, Vegas should have been killing a penalty here. I should have said, you guys started the after the whistle thing after a clean hit, and there was no reason for it. I'm taking the next one on Vegas. But I agree with the 10-minute misconducts.
But here's the thing. We've all seen it enough to know that your instinct there is 100% right. That in that situation, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see Florida go to the man advantage because of retaliation. But in fact, what I was saying earlier is probably the reason it didn't happen. Yes. Because Tkachuk wouldn't stop. And when you keep pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope before the official ever has to go over to the timekeeper's bench, he's like, you know what? You blew it. You just took away your opportunity. I told, you know, it sounds so stupid and parental, right? I told you to stop. I told you to stop. But that's the nature of this stuff. Like we do actually sometimes in the off season at NHL meetings get to hear some of this, you know, on ice recordings that are shared by the officiating group and the league department and, you know, stuff like that.
It's also scored effect, right? Because it's 4-0 and the referees are saying, we don't want this game to get out of hand.
Yes.
So instead of saying we're going to give Vegas an extra 2 minutes and reward Matthew Tkachuk and the Florida Panthers for, you know, their shenanigans all game, because it's not like it just happened with 2 minutes left in the second period. It was a accumulation of 38 minutes leading up to that point. So they said, you know what? It's 4-0. And Florida has been undisciplined and yapping and doing all the crazy stuff that they have to stop doing after the whistle. So we're going to even it out. We're going to give 10-minute misconduct. It happened with Adin Hill and Matthew Tkachuk earlier in the game where Tkachuk was behind Hill.
Which was garbage, right?
Well,
like Tkachuk knows exactly what he's doing there, and I'm glad Hill gave it back to him.
Hill also knows what he's doing, but Hill is like, I'm 6'6", 230.
Exactly.
Come at me.
I love it.
Like, come on. But Hill, what Hill has done really well, and my son Jacob texted me, Hill's getting out of his bubble, because I keep telling my kids, when there's things happening.
Oh, Amherst outside, antenna.
Stay in your bubble, right? At school, bubble. On the ice, stay in your bubble, right? I know, exactly. It's Spalding Lake's Wi-Fi. But always stay in your bubble, right? And so Jacob texted me, hey, Hill is getting out of his bubble. I'm like, he's stepping out, but he's going right back in. He bumped Matthew Tkachuk, gave him a shot, and he's like, okay, I'm done. Because he knows he's way bigger than Tkachuk. He's bigger than anybody else. Nobody's going to come after him.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much to discuss, including why does Marty's Wi-Fi always crap out between 22 and 27 minutes after the hour?
It's every day. We need to take the break then.
This is unbelievable. If you are trying to keep up with the Vegas Golden Knights, they are leading the league at 3.9 goals per game. They are fourth best at 2.58 goals against. They are 7-0 when they outshoot their opponent. They're 7-5 when they get outshot, last night. They're 7-0 when leading after one. They're 10-0 when leading after two. And oh, by the way, they lead all teams in comeback wins in these playoffs as well. I think it's fair to say the Vegas Golden Knights are simply amazing in every category. And the biggest problem, which we have kind of gone around and around and around with here for the Panthers, is a lack of discipline in the first two games. And you can blame any number of players for it. Yep. But the only way you get away with it is if your special teams are better than the other teams. And that has not been the case. The Golden Knights are 4-for-11 with the extra man. They're 7-for-7 on the PK. And that's why Vegas is up 2-0. We'll come back. Hopefully in sync here on Sabres Live, WGR Sports Radio 550. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Another win for the VGK last night. 5-2 and 7-2 have been the scores through two games at the Fortress. The series now shifts to Florida. Game three happens on Thursday. This is a one-word Tuesday. We've been canvassing for words on the Stanley Cup final to date. We'll get into more of those in a moment. I could succinctly offer you a four-letter word, Marty. Hill. Ooh. As in Aiden, which is also four letters. And I would say that whether he's in a bubble or not, he is definitely an emerging talking point, given that 82% of his playoff starts have been of the quality variety.
Well, I can offer you another four-letter word for that. Team. Because the team in front of them is about as good as they come when it comes to controlling game, not giving up a lot of scoring chances. Its save percentage is in the high 930s.
Correct.
It hasn't gotten to 940 yet, but it's in the high 930s. And its goals save above expectations were only like still in a single digit. Like, yeah. It's not like he's saving more goals than the average goalies like would, right? He's just, I'm doing my job. I'm doing an above average job.
There's a lot
job.
To be said for that, isn't
Not
there?
Not an all-star job, but an above average job. And yeah. That comes to the fact that when people ask me, oh, well, do you really need a $10 million goalie? Or do you need a $6 million goalie? You could have Aiden Hill. You could have, I get it. But that guy that makes $2 million has to play at an above NHL and good NHL level for your team to have success. There's 100 goalies that play in the NHL every year. They're all NHL goalie, but which one do you want? Do you want goalie number 82 or do you want goalie number 12? Like at the end, that's what it comes down to.
I love how every common person that comes to you with these talking points sounds like, oh, who could just get Aiden Hill?
Well, that's because it's mostly on Twitter, so I can read it whichever way I want.
It's so good. No,
I'm so happy. Sometimes I get the whole like, Marty, do you think the Sabres need a premium goaltender? Like somebody that
Okay, this is a great target. This is why we're having this discussion. This is truly why we are having this discussion. Connor Hellebuyck rumors persist.
Yes.
Vegas's goaltending situation persists, meaning they got this dude Hill running the table right now. They got John Quick as backup. They have an injured Logan Thompson, an injured Laurent Brossoit, an injured Robin Lehner, and former Vegas Golden Knight Oscar Dansk just re-signed with Calgary. So that doesn't really matter.
Yuri Patera. You're missed on Yuri Patera.
Oh, my God. That's because I can't legitimately think of him as a goaltender because I always think of Ken Patera and wrestling from like the 80s. So
I think of
WWE.
Pantera, the band, the hard rock
band. And Pantera,
the
band, who, by the way, when we were in Hershey, I'm pretty sure they were being advertised on. It was like a 20-year reunion for Pantera, and it was just some. Oh yeah, so head to Hershey Park in August. I'm sure you'll find, everything you're looking
headbanging.
For there. Headbanging, yes. But in all seriousness, sometimes Connor Hellebuck,
yes,
is presumably, he's not being linked to the Sabres. You've noticed that, right? Like in a lot of this rumor mill stuff. So like, what should we realistically be thinking is going to happen to the goalie carousel as we sit two games into a Stanley Cup final with Aiden Hill as a top three candidate for Conn Smythe and a pending unrestricted free agent, but Connor Hellebuck, whose Winnipeg Jets are your social media demise year in and year out, you know, he can't get to the promised land. So like, what should we be thinking here? And then of course, funnel it all back to the blue and gold slash black and red.
What should we think? Look, I mean, we talked about the idea of Connor Hellebuck with Shayna Goldman, right? Because we mentioned it. She had an article linking the Sabres to Hellebuck, not in, well, there's conversation. It's more like this is a team that could use a guy like Connor Hellebuck. For me, it all depends on how do you see the Devon Levi approach to this, right? If you're the Sabres and you really feel like Devon Levi is your guy, but you can't trust that he'll play 55 games this year, so you're gonna say, hey, we're gonna try to piece it together like we did the last few years where we had Levi as the main guy, but Eric Comrie can come in. And when Eric Comrie was healthy, he had some success, right? When the team played well, the team was healthy and he was healthy, he had some success. Now I understand that leaves Lucan in a bit of a limbo, but they're not going to go three goalies this year. That's not the situation that they would want to find themselves in. So
do you want to hitch your ride to that?
I'm going to pull my goalie union card and I'm going to walk in.
Jeff, can you record this segment for us on the fly?
Where's my card? This is
Sabres
card.
This is Sabres live on the fly.
With the Academy of Hockey is right here. So I flashed that.
When you walk into now Lecom Harbor Center, how young do you think you actually look in those pictures of you instructing young netminders?
It's literally, I feel like I'm like 15 years younger.
Exactly. I'm like, what happened here? Like, why did they use you from like your 20s? And
exactly.
And what is your real age? I don't know anymore.
You know what?
You know when you stare at somebody every day, you don't realize they're aging?
Like 8 years ago.
Like that's me with you right now. So
that was only 8 years ago, funny enough, right?
I know.
When we took those pictures when it opened. But so anyway, Connor Hellebuck. Timeout. Yes.
Very quick. 10-second timeout. Congratulations, Team USA Sled Hockey. Another world championship. And I say it because they christened Harbor Center and it was one of the most amazing sporting events I've ever seen. All they've done is continue their domination, especially in the last 5 years. And their team, you talk about guys aging. I mean, Brody Roybal and Declan Farmer were so young when we got introduced to them and that team. I saw a picture of Brody Roybal the other day. I'm like, this is Kachuk-esque. Like when you grow into your manhood and like just big shoulders, I'm like, this is amazing. And they just dismantled Canada in the final 6-1.
Because we're in quick timeout mode. So you know what else? Like it was such an event when the sled hockey world championship came to the Harbor Center. Then you got the under 18 women's world that came into Harbor Center. That was awesome. With Team Canada winning in OT, I believe I remember against Team USA that
year. Pretty sure the US won that one too.
Maybe you're right. But it was an OT, I remember. And I do remember because Stéphane Matteau was there. His daughter played for Team Canada at the time, which was awesome. And then you got the World Juniors that came in. But one of the things that the Sled Hockey Federation did to the Harbor Center, which was kind of awesome, is that when they put the building together, I kept saying, I was on the ice, you know, we were doing our thing. I'm like, the penalty box doors are on backwards. They're like, what do you mean they're on backwards? I'm like, you open them and you got to walk around the door to shut the door. They're not in the right place. They're like, no, that's the way it came. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to argue, right? The sled hockey came in. So now you have to adjust the benches because it has to be low to the ice. They have to be able to come in. You have to put the plexiglass in front of the bench so they can see through everything. And then they're like, hey, your penalty box doors are on backwards. They're on the wrong one because our sled has to come in straight into the box, not go in and then turn around the door. And they're like, oh, okay. So they had to switch the. I'm like, I told you guys that like 6 months ago, but whatever.
Okay.
Like,
so you're an expert, as Andy Sutton would say.
Yes.
And that allows you to comment now on Connor Hellebuck and where he's going to end up here as we sit on June 6th.
Okay. My expert analysis of the situation says that Connor Hellebuyck will remain with the Winnipeg Jets. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I feel like the Jets are not closing the door on this group. They may make a change or two, but they are not closing the door. They're not in for a rebuild right now. And Connor Hellebuyck has one more year left on his deal before he becomes a UFA. I think they are going to try it and see where it goes. And he may be a late season trade deadline commodity for the Winnipeg Jets and the league, but I believe that he will stay in Winnipeg.
Who's the number two choice then?
You know what? I have been saying this a little bit. I said it on this show with you the other day, is I'm looking at a guy like probably Frederik Andersen.
I meant number two suitor for Hellebuyck. If Winnipeg is number one.
Number two suitor for Hellebuyck. Yeah.
Like if he doesn't end up staying in Winnipeg, like you're saying, the next most likely scenario is blank or one word.
You know what? I could see the Toronto Maple Leafs making a pitch for him. And the reason I'm saying that is because
you love to make me feel bad, don't you?
No, I do. But again, look, Hellebuck's a really good goaltender. Has he had team success with the Winnipeg Jets, right? Yeah. Like certainly. Not necessarily. Like I see regular season, but that's why I don't talk about the Jets, because they've frustrated me over the last 6 years of picking them and always losing. So, but you know what? The Leafs have Ilya Samsonov as an RFA. So what's the value of Ilya Samsonov? Is it $4.5 million a year? Is it five? Are you willing to give Ilya Samsonov five sheets? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I don't think that the Leafs, like Hellebuyck is $6.1 million on the cap. Would you rather trade something, get Hellebuyck at six, as opposed to give Samsonov five? Like, that may be the avenue for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence Pilot will be back in the National.
I love how you're now switching topic because of that.
It's called a segue and a break. Lawrence Pilot will be back in the National next year. That's the National League in Switzerland. His story as we continue Sabres Live after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We say thank you, Larry, on this One Word Tuesday. Lawrence Pilot posting on Instagram today saying thank you, Buffalo and Rochester, for this season. Thank you to all the fans that supported us during our playoff run. Now on to a new adventure. Excited to be a part of Lausanne. He'll be playing for the Lausanne Lions in the National League in Switzerland. More on Pilot coming up. These were his words just a couple of days ago at Locker Cleanout.
It was really cool to see, because when you have such a young team, it's easy for guys to kind of scramble around and not know exactly what their place or what to really do at times. But I feel like we had such a good mix, and I give credit to all the young guys in there, how professional they've handled themselves. And throughout the course of the season, the development they've had has been just an amazing, amazing thing to watch. The competitiveness and all these guys, the dedication of showing up every day and being first in the gym, being in there, working on everything. It's been unreal. And that's something that the older guys have seen too, and we kind of Mana very well throughout that, I think. And that's what made this group really strong. The young guys pushing the older guys and the older guys helping out the young guys.
So Pilot heads to Switzerland on a 2-year deal. He is now no longer on the unrestricted free agent lists among those who have performed for the Amerks in the past year. The Amerks are looking, Marty, like a team that is well-suited to have Ryan Johnson, Ethan Prowl, Nikita Novikov, Zach Metsa, Chris Jandrick among their defenders next year. The question will be, what other pending unrestricted free agents might they consider bringing back? Siccone and Davies were terrific together through the season, but especially in the playoffs. Austin Strand got in for a couple at the end. Barkowski was really good after doing a PTO and then staying for the rest of the year. Tischke and Elliott round out that group. Cal Clegg was a Sabre at the end of the season. He's an RFA. Who knows? He's spent more time in the NHL than the AHL the last few years. But I just want to say this, and it's interesting that, and obviously it's well-deserved for Lawrence Pilot to be able to capitalize on a very strong season personally and team wise. And remember, Seth like lauded this individual, and it was almost, I'll say it, it was a surprise to me that the coach was going seemingly unknowingly for me out of his way to say as much good as he did about Pilot. Then I got to see it firsthand. And I was actually going to write about this as the lead block in kind of a season recap piece on the Amerks for Sabres.com. But now that this has happened, I'm going to do it differently and do it here now. I had a great moment, as bad as it was after they were eliminated on Friday, in the hallway, just Lawrence and myself. We've shared time before, obviously, during his time with the Sabres. Cordial, friendly, nice person, and again, the respect was off the charts for what he did in the playoffs. His emotions in that moment, kind of letting everything out of his entirety of time with Buffalo, going back to earlier this season, his time with Rochester, his appreciation for everything that we've said about him, that the organization has afforded him. This was all so incredibly unexpected and unscripted and real. Just me and him in the hallway before he was going to go in and talk to the media, you know, leaned in, gave me a hug. And it was just like, I can't put it into any more real words than just someone who was incredibly grateful for everything he'd had this year. And it's hard not to pull for people like that. So congratulations on his new deal.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, he's 27 years old, right? Yeah. So he's looking at his career, and you can build a really successful career playing in Germany, playing in Switzerland, playing in European leagues in Sweden and whatnot. So for Lawrence Pilot, obviously, for him to join Lausanne.
That's his only goal of the year right there. His last game as a Sabre. Right. Game-winning goal against Vegas.
Against the Vegas Golden Knights, yeah. So Casey Fitzgerald was there, who is now with the Florida Panthers. So, yeah, and Lawrence was a great leader with the Rochester Americans. So it was really nice to see that he had success coming back after leaving. But more importantly, now finding a way to move ahead in his career in a comfortable, mature way. That's what's great about him.
Rapid fire one words on this Tuesday. This is a fun one to start. It's a one word Tuesday, and we're starting with $44 margaritas last night at the Vegas Golden Knights game. One word.
Well, because I'm drunk. If I drink it, it's more than one word. It's high alcohol content.
CBS's out of Miami, Samantha Rivera, stiff arming a fan trying to get into her live shot during the Cup final coverage last night.
Aggressive, but I'm talking about the fan, and our response was probably what the Vegas Golden Knights are doing to the Florida Panthers right now. So she's like, nope, not happening. Quickly, we got 10 seconds. One word on this day in 1962.
Hope.
Bill Barilko's plane was found. So great song from, obviously, the Tragically Hip.
See you tomorrow, folks, on Sabres Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.